This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A coalition of Catholic nuns who own shares of Smith & Wesson are suing the company over AR-15 deaths. The nuns claim that the gunmaker is putting itself at risk by selling AR-15-style rifles. The four Catholic nun congregations said that Smith & Wesson has put shareholders at risk in the way it makes, markets, and sells its AR-15-style rifle. The nuns, who are Smith & Wesson shareholders, argue that the gunmaker is exposing itself to liability by intentionally violating laws in its production and sale of the rifles, which have been used in several high-profile mass shootings. The lawsuit filed in the 8th Judicial District Court in Clark County, Nevada, states that Smith & Wesson, quote, has enjoyed with abandon the record-breaking profits from its sale of AR-15 rifles, seemingly unfazed by the exponential rise in gun deaths and mass shootings carried out with its product in the United States, unquote. The coalition of Catholic nuns are from Michigan, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Oregon. Mark Smith, the chief executive and president of Smith & Wesson, said that the nuns were not interested in the best interests of the company or its stockholders. He said, "This frivolous lawsuit is simply another instance in their long history of attempting to hijack and abuse the shareholder advocacy process." Last year, the nuns sponsored a resolution to have Smith & Wesson conduct an assessment of the human rights impact of its business practices, but a majority of shareholders voted against the resolution last September. The nuns' action in December is a derivative lawsuit, a legal mechanism that allows shareholders to sue the leaders of a company for breaching their duties. In the lawsuit, the nuns ask Smith & Wesson to change its marketing to limit the appeal of guns to young men and people who would be inspired by militaristic imagery in the company's advertising to use guns against their perceived enemies. The nuns said in a statement, "We call on Smith & Wesson to return to the practices of its first 153 years of existence when it held itself as a successful beacon of responsible gun ownership and did not manufacture, market, or sell military-grade mass-killing assault weapons." In recent years, groups seeking to combat gun violence in the United States have turned to novel legal tactics to get around the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, a federal law protecting gun companies from litigation that Congress enacted in 2005. Survivors and families of victims of a 4th of July shooting last year in Highland Park, Illinois, sued Smith & Wesson over its marketing. Seven people were killed and more than 30 injured, ranging from children to older adults in that shooting. Smith & Wesson began making AR-15-style rifles in January 2006, 2 years after a federal assault weapons ban expired, the nuns' lawsuit says. The ban had outlawed specific military-style semi-automatic weapons and magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Smith & Wesson AR-15-style rifles were used in several recent mass shootings, including by the gunman who killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine last October. After a two-day manhunt, the gunman was found dead with a Smith & Wesson handgun and an AR-15-style rifle. Three NFL teams have signed former Montana State University Bobcat football players to reserve and future NFL contracts. Edge rusher and linebacker Daniel Hardy has signed with the Chicago Bears, wide receiver Lance McCutcheon signed with the New York Jets, and offensive lineman Lewis Kidd signed with the Indianapolis Colts. Reserve and future contracts are only available to NFL players who are not on 53-man rosters at the end of a season, and signing to the contracts prevents players from negotiating with other teams. Three former Bobcats were on the primary 53-man rosters when the regular season ended: Atlanta Falcons inside linebacker Troy Anderson, Seattle Seahawks defensive back Ty Okada, and Denver Broncos inside linebacker Alex Singleton. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.